We are checking into Acorn. And Acorn has been a topic of ours for some time. We've been privileged to have some of the folks who work very hard in the group here as our guests over time, always trying to battle against the lies that are perpetuated by the right, mostly, in my opinion, because Acorn is a group that enables poor people and disenfranchised minorities to get on their feet and in some cases get to the voting booth. And there are constituencies in America who don't think that works to their advantage. Now, Acorn is slapping back at some of the people who've been slapping at them. Congress took Acorn's money away. The same kind of mentality and logic that would have allowed them to take money away from, oh gosh, all kinds of people who were funded in Iraq, any number of other groups. But they applied this bit of logic only to Acorn. Acorn has lost money, and now Acorn is saying legally, hey, you know what? You're not allowed to do that. Behind that suit is the Center for Constitutional Rights, and let's welcome their executive director, Vince Warren. Vince Warren, thank you for cutting into your evening for us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Angie.
So there's a technical phrase for what happens when a piece of congressional business targets a specific group, and that is called what?
That's called a bill of attainder, and it's a part of the Constitution, and it was a part that was put into the Constitution by the framers, because what they were fighting against, of course, when the King of England didn't like various groups or popular movements or dissidents, he would end up passing a law that prohibited those people from receiving court funds, or would even order them summarily executed. And when this country was started, the framers thought this is exactly the type of despotism that we don't want to have here. So they made it illegal for Congress to pass a law that punished any particular person or group. And that's what a bill of attainder is. And so when Congress passes a law that says one person or one group, bad things are going to happen to you, it's unconstitutional.
And I seem to recall that when Congress was debating this move, someone brought up bill of attainder. It may well have been Alan Grayson, was it?
It was Alan Grayson. Alan Grayson was one of the congresspeople that saw this piece of legislation for what it was. Jerry Nadler, a congressman from New York, was one of the other people that saw this for what it was. And, you know, the long and the short of it is that Congress can do a lot of things, but Congress cannot be judge, jury, and executioner to decide whether people or organizations are guilty or innocent of anything. And what Congress did here was they passed a law in a continuing appropriations resolution, which went into effect in September, and it has been extended, and it will expire on December 18th. But in this resolution, they had a defund Acorn provision, and it said that no funds under this appropriations bill, and this is the federal budget bill, will go to Acorn, any of its affiliate organizations, or allied organizations, no funds. So what that means is not only can Acorn not get funding in the future for the next fiscal year in 2010, they can't even get funding that's currently been made available to them. And some of the organizations that have done work already but have not yet received the money, they can't even get the money for the work that they already did. And so it was basically Congress cutting off Acorn. And the question really is, why did they do it? And I think the answer is pretty obvious. You know, this isn't the United States of Glenn Beck, right? This is the United States of America. But somehow when Glenn Beck runs his mouth, it creates mass hysteria in certain parts of the country. And Congress at this point was fairly quick to jump on the Fox TV bandwagon that had been smearing Acorn, and they decided that this was the number one threat in the country and that they wanted to cut off their funds, and it's simply not legal to do.
Well, it's not legal, and you brought up something interesting within that, which is that Acorn has been convicted of nothing, and anyone can make an accusation. I can say, you know, they stole my mother and father and hid them away for 4 years. It doesn't mean it makes any sense, and it doesn't mean they've actually done it. Is there any law broken there where the Congress seeks to punish someone who's not been proven guilty of anything, or strictly considering that on its own merits, they're allowed to do that, aren't they? They can pretty much do what they want and say, you can't have money because of X. That's not illegal.
Right. It's not illegal for Congress to not make money available for certain activities. And in fact, it's probably a good thing for Congress, for example, and not the president, to control the budget, because if the president controlled the budget, there'd pretty much be nothing he or she couldn't do. But with Congress, what Congress can do is it can say, if they really did think that Acorn was doing stuff that it shouldn't be doing, they should be writing a letter to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Department of Justice, and said, we think that there are bad things that are happening, and you should start an investigation. Congress can also hold hearings on any of the contractors or people that it gives money to determine whether there is wrongdoing that would merit the Department of Justice or some other entity doing an investigation. But what Congress did here is Congress did not hold one single solitary hearing with respect to Acorn, not one. Representative Daryl Issa, who I think has really made his career in terms of trying to stamp Acorn on everything that he thinks is bad in the world, he spent his time and energy with his staff writing a report that came out with the allegation or with the assertion that Acorn was a criminal enterprise. But this was not something that went through Congress at all. This was not a congressional hearing. This is something that he basically did on his own, and waving that piece of paper around and with the Fox News echo chamber, people in Congress unbelievably bought this and decided, well, this is an organization we need to defund.
Question from the blog from Brad, in fact, Vince. Your opinion on the legal assertion that the outrageously unconstitutional anti-Acorn bill should also keep defense contractors from receiving monies. Don't they meet the same definition?
Great. That's a great question. And let me just start off, Angie, with some complete disclosure here. With respect to private military contractors, people very often talk about Blackwater in this context. I just want to say that the Center for Constitutional Rights also has a longstanding lawsuit, international human rights lawsuit against Blackwater, and that case is in litigation. So if people want to know what those allegations are, they should feel free to go to our website at ccrjustice.org. So I'm not going to go into specifics with respect to Blackwater, but I will say that the problem with this bill is that it singles out a particular organization, and it singles out the organization's allies and affiliates. What it does not do, and what it would likely be okay if it did do, would be to say any organization that contracts with the government that has been indicted for criminal activity or where the senior members of that organization have been convicted of criminal activity will not receive federal funds. It could certainly do that. And probably should have done that. But, of course, if it did that, there would be nobody left for the government to contract with because you've got groups like
Good
Pfizer
point.
And everybody else that have received billions of contract dollars over the years that Congress doesn't want to touch at all. But there is little old Acorn, and I agree with what you said earlier, Angie, that I believe that this is because Acorn really does engage poor folks, working folks, ordinary people that are trying to make their way in this horrible economy, getting a house, getting themselves straight. And these are people that it mobilizes to vote. I think that's why people on the right feel that this is such a threat to them. But this legislation in itself, as it's written, only applies to Acorn. It does not apply to Halliburton or FISA or Northrop Grumman or any of the other organizations that you could possibly mention that, where the Congress should be thinking about whether they've committed violations or not.
We have a question from Patrick on the blog, and I'm afraid I already know the answer to this one. Patrick says, are there any private monies flowing in to act as a bridge until sanity returns to Congress? And according to the New York Times, Bertha Lewis put into the lawsuit the fact that the resolution in Congress, and I'm quoting her here, gave the green light for others to terminate funds as well. All of our state and local grants are frozen, as were most of our private foundation funds. Now, that last bit really chills the soul.
Sure. Acorn does receive funds other than government funds. This lawsuit only focuses, at least with respect to Congress, to the government funds. However, one of the key pieces of the legislation is, regardless of the amount of funds that are at issue here. The point is that what Congress has done, it is has painted Acorn as such a toxic organization that private companies that have worked with Acorn, private individuals that have worked with Acorn, other organizations, are moving away from Acorn because they fear that taint. They fear what Congress has essentially said that Acorn is. And as a result of that, Acorn is very much suffering from other funding sources that have dried up or have trickled down because people are reacting to what Congress has done. You know, if Congress had said, we think that there's a there might be a problem here and we're going to start an investigation, people can make up their own minds and do all the time about how likely that investigation is going to turn up wrongdoing. But here Congress just labeled them guilty, and it's people are running scared. And that's a huge problem for an organization of Acorn size that performs all of the tremendous good works that it does in terms of housing and voting, and in New York, for example, in terms of financial literacy for first home buyers. It's a tremendous problem.
Well, and of course, I'm off on a bit of a tangent because you said first-time home buyers, but these are the same people who were accused, of course, of twisting the banking groups around their intelligent little fingers, their well-versed consumer fingers, and bringing the economy to a smashing halt. It wasn't the banking organizations; it was these first-time buyers who got help from, you know, terrible Acorn. I don't want to put you on the spot here, so I'll give you a pass if you don't want to touch this one. By the way, for those of you tuning in, this is live from the Left Coast. I'm Angie Cuero. We're talking about Acorn's lawsuit, which is being spearheaded by Center for Constitutional Rights. I'm speaking to the group's executive director, Vince Warren. Vince Warren, if you don't want to comment on this, I understand, but I find it appalling myself that Barack Obama, who got so much help from minorities and by extension from Acorn and similar groups to get where he is today, has been silent about this. I mean, ever since the Van Jones incident, which they, you know, turned tail and ran, not a word about Acorn losing its funding, about Acorn being frozen out by Congress. And the latest bumps that they have taken are cutting off aid to kids with asthma and trying to get computers in the inner cities. I mean, these are hardly communist plots.
I agree with you. I'm happy to comment on that. I really do think it's deeply disappointing that this administration hasn't stood up and at the very least, counsel everybody involved to wait till the facts come out, to do an investigation, to really talk about what's going on. I mean, this entire Acorn defunding scheme is really quite literally built on lies and misstatements by members of the right. And I think that the Obama administration, very sadly, it seemed to me, stood idly by when Glenn Beck and other folks did their job on Van Jones. And I think that's really unfortunate. And I would hope that the administration will recognize that the right is cutting a swath through the left and focusing. And if you look at what Acorn and Van Jones and folks like that have in common, that these are folks that are working for social change and that they are working in communities of color. And they are looking to create a more just society, and they're focusing on people and not corporations. And if I would have thought that President Obama and his administration, if they stood for anything, would be standing for the little guy against the corporation. We're really trying to make a better world here, and we're not seeming to get so far through the leadership of President Obama. But having said that, and I do, you know, support the brother very, very deeply, there's a job for us to do as well on the left, people of conscience, and that is to speak up. You know, it's not enough just to speak up in our own office spaces or over dinner and saying, well, can you believe this is going on? It's hard to believe this is happening. We need to get together and we need to speak with one voice and very forcefully. And part of why the Center for Constitutional Rights thought this would be a good lawsuit to file, aside from the merits of the claims and the fact that this is an illegal bill, is because this will hopefully send a message to the forces of the right that think they can just run a couple of episodes of Glenn Beck and the entire House of Cards falls down, and that they'll be free and clear to win the midterm elections and then, you know, get out the vote machine on for the Democrats will be all but dead in 2012. It's really up to us to not put up with this stuff anymore, to stand together, to speak up, and when we see things like this are happening, you know, we should stand up and talk about it. And, you know, what we're asking at the Center for Constitutional Rights is for people to tell their senators, to tell their representatives that Congress cannot be the judge, jury, and executioner for these type of things, and you have to do this the right way, and we can't sit by and let Congress stick some bill inside the general budget appropriation bill that says this particular organization, this organization that has 500,000 members, that registered 2 million people, that works on housing issues and all of these wonderful things, is now going to be defunded because Glenn Beck says so. We can't allow that to happen, and if we do, we should expect and we'll deserve, when Congress, Democrats included, decide to run roughshod over groups like SEIU, over groups like a whole range of groups that are similarly situated in terms of how they serve the public.
Vince Warren, I hate to let you go. We have questions hanging on the blog, but this is where the clock catches us. So I thank you so much, and I hope to hear from you again as this suit progresses. Good luck.
Thanks so much for having me.